If you're one of those people spending too much time reading murder mysteries and letting the clutter pile up at home, listen. Cable networks have discovered in recent years that people love to watch programs about home and self-improvement. Trading Spaces and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy are two of the most popular. But Slate TV critic Dennis Cass has discovered another show that he says speaks to our inner slob.
Everyone endures a certain amount of clutter in their life, but some people are so overwhelmed by their possessions, their only recourse is to appear on Clean Sweep, a home improvement show for people who have lost entire rooms to vast accumulations of junk. On New Year's Day, beginning at 6 p.m., the Learning Channel is running a Clean Sweep marathon. And like me, you may find yourself drawn to the show's tough love approach to general disarray, compulsive stuffed animal collecting, and chronic purse hoarding.
Hi, I'm Stacey Dutton. Today on Clean Sweep, we're casting out the chaos that's ruining the DiCenzos' lives.
In each episode, we meet a couple who have two rooms in their home that are, as I'm sure their mothers would say, a disaster area. A professional organizer helps the couple keep what they need and sell or throw out what they don't. Meanwhile, a designer, a carpenter, and his crew transform the rooms into something attractive, functional, and organized. By the end of each episode, it would be a stretch to say the couple has changed, but at least they can walk into their spare bedroom and see the floor. Along the way, Clean Sweep gives the couple tasks and games to help them endure the purging process. One of the show's many gimmicks is to relocate the entire contents of an offending room to tarps laid out in the backyard or on the front lawn. The results are always nothing short of astonishing. Endless, impossible piles of plastic toys, dead tennis balls, old pay stubs, trashy paperbacks, and used wrapping paper. The couples, sweethearts though they are always deeply deluded about what they need to hang on to. And when they begin sorting their stuff into keep, sell, and trash piles, the sell and trash piles are tellingly small.
You know what? Our trash pile needs attention.
What do you mean? Oh, is it blowing all over the place? What?
No, honey, there's nothing over there.
We're organizationally challenged, says one woman in an attempt to defend herself. No, my friend, you live in a garbage house. But just when you're feeling superior, Clean Sweep throws in a twist that humanizes owner and object. That pair of crutches isn't medical waste, but an aging jock's talisman against future injuries. And those stacks of O magazine aren't food for the recycling bin. They're a well of inspiration for a young newlywed who is always, as she puts it, having a moment. The justifications and rationalizations for keeping an item are often completely absurd, but you can hear yourself being just as ridiculous. Swipes at the American consumer are usually in the context of wanting what you don't have. Clean Sweep makes us understand that an equally powerful part of materialism is being terrified of losing what you do have. Getting these couples comfortable with letting go isn't easy. Clean Sweep's professional organizers use reason, charm, and bully tactics to get them to give up their questionable treasures. I'm sure there's a high recidivism rate among Clean Sweep participants. After all, if a grown woman has collected stuffed pigs since she was a teenager, we can't honestly expect her to stop just because of a television show. Nevertheless, by the end of the episode, the couples are always grateful and optimistic. As the camera pans across smartly redecorated spaces, you know the only thing that can spoil these tidy new rooms is being inhabited by people.
Well, that's another episode of Clean Sweep. See you next time. And remember, keep it clean, please.
Dennis Cass reviews television for Slate from his home base in Minneapolis. This is Day to Day from NPR News.